السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد ذلك بأن الله لم يكن مغيرا نعمة أنعمها على قوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم وأن الله سميع عليم صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله My noble audience, Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah Almighty, we have started our Islamic New Year. We are passing through the first few days of the first month of the Islamic calendar, known as the month of Muharram. A background, a very brief background to the Islamic calendar. How did it come about? What is the reason behind it? So on and so forth. We know that throughout the life of Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were many major events that contributed to the uprise of Islam. If we were to study the arrival of revelation, that was a major event. If we were to focus upon Mi'raj, that was a major event. Hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara, a major event. The Battle of Badr, the Truce of Hudaybiyah, the Conquest of Mecca, so on and so forth. These were all major events that contributed to the upcoming or the uprising of Islam. When the Sahaba sat down together, they discussed that we need our own Islamic calendar. But where will we start that Islamic calendar from? Will it be from the time that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received revelation? Will it be from the time of migration? So on and so forth. The conclusive agreement amongst the council of Sahaba was that the main event that announced the coming of Islam in this dunya was Hijrah. It was after Hijrah that the world came to know of this beautiful divine religion. So from that day onwards, Muslims have followed the Islamic calendar that starts from the time of migration, and the first Islamic month is the month of Muharram. Now we all know that when we enroll for something and we are accepted, we are very enthusiastic. And for the first couple of weeks, we will discharge our responsibility perfectly. And then after a couple of weeks, we find that we are relaxing. We don't enjoy and experience the same zeal, the same enthusiasm, and the same commitment. Even the youngsters that go to the gym, it will happen for a couple of weeks. And after a couple of weeks, you will say, why aren't you going to the gym? And they said, I made a mistake. I have signed up for 1 year, but I could only go for 3 or 4 weeks. So this behavior, collective behavior of humanity, gives us an understanding that a human being has to be reminded. He has to be reminded. There has to be certain days and certain months and certain events that kickstart us. There are certain months in the Islamic year that come to kickstart us. The month of Ramadan is to kickstart us. There are certain events where we come together that reboost us, elevate us once again.
allow us to make that fresh commitment. Now the question for today is, what is the resolution for the coming new year? We will use this month as a kickstart. If we have become plateau and stagnant, it will allow us to become active. And if we were active, alhamdulillah, it will propel us to the next level. But we will use this month as a month that will kickstart us. But what is the resolution for the coming 1 year? Because the start of the month of Ramadan will allow us to sit down, ponder and contemplate, how did the previous 1 year pass? What have I done? Islamically, morally, financially, what have I done? I set many, many goals. Did I succeed? If I succeeded or surpassed the goals that I came up with, alhamdulillah, we make a lot of shukr. But if I did not succeed in the goals that I set, or the goals that Allah Almighty and the Rasul has set, then I need to sit down, contemplate, where did I go wrong? And I'm not going to repeat those mistakes. I'm not going to allow this year to pass as the last year passed, because basically I failed last year. So this is the kickstart. Now of course, there can be many, many different topics that we can discuss. For example, in this coming year, my ta'alluq with Allah should be perfect, and my ta'alluq with people should be perfect. Meaning that I should succeed in haqooqullah, and I should succeed in haqooqul ibad. That is known. I have certain things that I have to do in this year. For example, there were certain people that I was not speaking to. I am going to go out of my way, and I am going to reconcile with them. There were certain a'mal salihah that I did not commit to. I will commit to them in this coming 1 year. So there are so many things at different levels that we can discuss. And everyone has different haqooqul ibad and different haqooqullah that they find themselves weak in, and they will have to improve. But I'm going to give you the formula that is inclusive to all that we need to do in the coming 1 year. And not only the coming 1 year, but throughout our entire life. And it has been encapsulated by one of the greatest philosophers of Islam, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, in his renowned book Ihya'ul Ulumuddin. So we're just going to focus upon that today. And I would like my noble brothers not to listen to this as a khutbah, but to listen to this as a lesson. With the sound intention that I'm going to practice this. Many a times people leave a sermon and they say, MashaAllah, very good sermon, but it was just enjoyment to the ears. There's no sound intention to practice. A person is mesmerized with the eloquence of the orator. Now that will not benefit the speaker and the listener in the long run. We need to listen to these formulas that have been encapsulated by profound and prolific personalities of Islam. And this will assist us in allowing our potential to blossom. It will allow us to live the next year at a higher level. So I'm going to make mention of four words. First of all, four words. Of course in Arabic. And then I will explain them in the best way that I can. Number one, musharata. Number two, muraqaba. Number three, mu'akhaza. And number four, mu'aqaba. So Imam Ghazali in Ihya'ul Ulumuddin, he makes mention that these are four steps that we have to take that will kickstart us, Number one, musharata. Musharata is from the root word shart. And shart means condition. But before we discuss this musharata, this step, it is most important to understand that who am I going to strike a new covenant with? Basically, we have to analyze that last year I slipped so many times and I couldn't reach my goals. Who was that being that did not allow me to reach my goals, set goals? So basically we will say it was myself. God helps those that helps themselves. So it was myself. But who is myself? Is it this flesh? Is it the body? No. It is something inside that is known as the base self. May it be the nafs-e ammara, may it be the nafs-e lawwama. This base self that lies within ourselves, that does not switch off at any time throughout our entire life, has not allowed us to reach our goals. So now I have to negotiate with it. I have to negotiate with this nafs. Indeed, it got the better of me, but I'm going to try to get the better of it. So Imam Ghazali says that the first thing that we have to do to kickstart ourselves every day. So this reminder, of course, it is the month of Muharram, the first month of the Islamic calendar. This is a podium that allows many to stand upon it, and from here people propel themselves. But we need a smaller podium as well, in addition to the podium of Muharram, that will allow us to kick ourselves every day to the next level. Or at least kick ourselves in a way that we do not go backwards. So the first step to be taken is the musharata, that every day in the morning when I wake up, I make a new mu'ahida, covenant with my base self. I speak to myself in the morning. I make a mu'ahida, a covenant. And I say to my nafs that today I am going to fulfill the commands of Allah. Don't take this lightly. It works wonders. Allah Almighty says in the glorious Quran, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. A reminder is always تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. تَنْفَعُ is the verb that is known as مُضَارِع, that is inclusive to حَال and مُسْتَقْبِل, continuity, that it is always beneficial to a believer. تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We need a reminder every day. In the morning we wake up, we speak to ourselves. The onlooker may say, what a madman. But you're not a madman, you're the wisest. You're speaking to your base self and you say, today I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to fulfill the ahkamat of Allah. My body is going to be used in works of productivity. I'm not going to hurt anyone around me. My words, my speech, my actions will be in conformity with what Allah my Creator wants. This is the shart that you make every day in the morning. Every day in the morning you wake up and you make this musharata from both sides. Now of course at that time we do not know what the response will be from the nafs. There is a high probability that early in the morning, the first time, the nafs will say, what are you doing? Why are you introducing this new covenant? But you will say, look, I am the one in control. You lie in me. You are connected to me. I am in control. I am making this new mu'ahida. I am the manager. I am the president. I am the prime minister. I am everything. I am the king. I am making the mu'ahida. Renatoro, if you don't want to live with me, you are going to feel a lot of pain. This is the discussion that will take place between you and your nafs. early in the morning. Now, of course, by making this mu'ahidah early in the morning, it does not mean you have become angels. It doesn't mean that you become angels. I make this mu'ahidah and then most probably I will fulfill this mu'ahidah perfectly and I become an angel. No, 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 no. You're going to slip again. So Imam Ghazali says, then we come to the next step. And that is muraqabah. Muraqabah. Meditation. After every couple of hours, we sit down and make muraqabah. Study the musharata that we made early in the morning. Study the covenant. And in the last 2 or 3 hours, assess if you have fulfilled the covenant or not. So this is a reminder in addition to a reminder. So musharata is the reminder in the morning that we have given a new name as mu'ahidah. But after 2 or 3 hours, it is another reminder assessing how the first reminder is going on. This is known as muraqabah, meditation. Sit down, think. How far have I gone? Have I fulfilled my covenant? If I have, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. By saying alhamdulillah at that junction, Allah will allow you to pass the next phase perfectly, inshallah. Because you have made shukr. And if a person has slipped, he should make tawbah. Because as we have made mention many a times before, when a person makes a mistake, without going into the fine details, the angel on the left shoulder is not allowed to inscribe and write it down in our book of deed immediately. He will have to consult with the angel on the right shoulder, and the angel on the right shoulder says, wait, he may repent. So that's why we repent immediately. So if we have repented immediately, we have been safeguarded from the ashr, from the impact of that sin as well. So basically we are on the right track. It is like a bypass. So if we make tawbah straight away, the scholars have said this is a bypass. So one person is traveling to Sydney, and for a split moment he takes a left towards the petrol pump. But then he's back on the right path. He refuels. He refuels. And he's back on the right path again. So we made a mistake. Oh, we need to refuel. With what? With the fuel of tawbah. This is the bypass. We refuel with the fuel of tawbah. We bypass, we come back on the right path. This is the second step, known as, you tell me, what is the first step? Musharata. Second step? Muraqabah, meditation. And this will happen every 2-3 hours. Now, if a person has the tendency to slip often, then he should make this every half an hour. Nissa'a. If a person has control and he has the tendency to slip every 6 hours, then make it 6 hours. So it's just like a car. If it takes in 50 liters of fuel, then you know that after every 400 Ks, I have to take a bypass. And if you got a truck that takes 100 liters or 200 liters, you will take a bypass after every 8 or 9 hours. So it's the potential that you have, and you realize yourself. No one knows you better than yourself. So you make that stop after every 2, 3, 4, 5 hours based upon your own understanding. Third step, mu'akhadha. Now I realize akhad means to take. Take. Mu'akhadha. Whoa, I slipped. Now what do? I have to punish myself. Because even if your own child, he keeps making the mistake, he has to be punished at some level. There are different levels of punishing the child. I'm not talking about physical punishment, but there should be something placed in front of the child by which he knows that I should not repeat this mistake. So there's a mu'akhidha. So now we have to seize the nafs. You have to discuss with your nafs, why did you slip? Why did you push me to the slip? But the last one, that is the icing on the cake to step number three is mu'aqaba. Then you penalize it. You seize it, number three, and then you penalize it. Now basically, to understand the fourth step, and this is the icing on the cake, if we can understand this fourth step properly, it will be easy for us to remain on the right path. It's step mu'aqaba. Let's say, myself, I enjoy praying. Let's say I enjoy praying. I find that I feel very, very much connected, and it's very easy upon myself to establish optional ibadat, optional raka'at. It's easy for me, let's say. But if you were to come to me and say, Imam Sahib, give $100 in donation, whoa, that's very hard for me. Basically, I'm a miser. I'm an abid, but I'm not a person that gives. Giving for me is problematic. Let's say, I can give, I feel a lot of enjoyment in giving, but when it comes to ibadat, I feel very, very weak. It is burdensome. Now this burden that is experienced, basically is experienced by the base self, the one with whom you struck that covenant. So now, because of your own base self, the mu'ahida made early in the morning was broken, and I am penalizing my base self, so I have to give him a punishment that is burdensome upon him. For example, if I don't like giving, and I broke the mu'ahida by the end of the day, I will sit down, analyze the entire day, and I will say, whoa, I broke the command of Allah, now tomorrow I'm going to give $10. Now this $10 is a dagger in the heart of the base self. It is a dagger in the heart. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah, he makes mention that it has been made mention in his books that there was a teacher, and he practiced this mu'aqaba amongst his students. So he used to say that whoever does not pray, he will give, you know, let's say $2. Whoever does not pray, he will give $2. So there were some young rich students that deposited $60 at the start of the month, and they said, we're not going to pray. So for them, giving was not a problem. So that was not a punishment for these students. Of course, for the poor students, it was a punishment. But for the rich students, this was not a punishment. So that's why I make mention, you have to understand your own base self. Usko kaun si cheez chubti hai? What is burdensome for your own self? Stipulate that as a punishment. And you will find that if you follow this pattern, you will find that in the time to come, that bypass may be after 1 month, it may be after 2 months, it will start from after every 1 or 2 hours, but you will find that you find so much control by following these steps that you do not even need to do a bypass. It is like a 380 traveling from Brisbane to Abu Dhabi. 14 hours, you say, Alhamdulillah. You become a jet, you become a plane, and the best plane. This is the resolution for the new coming year, that we implement these four steps. I will go through the words once again, so you can refresh your memory, with the intention that tomorrow is the first day of the first step of musharata, that I'm going to strike a covenant with my base self. Muraqaba, after every couple of hours I'm going to meditate, where do I stand in relation to my covenant. Mu'akhadha, then I'm going to seize my base self, why did I slip. And then mu'aqaba, I'm going to penalize, punish my base self by placing something additional that is very, very disliked by my nafs. Inshallah, we will do that. Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.